Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. Eva is a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. She is the Tax Mama. TaxMama.com is her website. Eva, you're talking to us about some of the rights that we have as taxpayers. And we have more, don't we, than the ones we were just talking about.
One of the important ones that people don't feel that they have
this is when you're dealing with the IRS. We're talking about when you get a letter from the IRS, when you have to go before them, when you go visit with them, if they come to see you, heaven forbid that they actually come to see you, and especially if the guy comes with it who carries the gun, you have rights and you need to know what they are. Now go ahead, Eva.
Right. And one of the ones that people don't really believe they have is the right to pay only the correct amount of tax.
Huh.
Sometimes people will get a notice that they opened and it's got a bill and they pay it, even though they believe and they're sure they don't owe it, they will just go ahead and pay it to avoid the problem. And you don't have to do that if you don't owe the tax. There are ways to let IRS know.
When we send our return in and pay the tax, this has happened to me. I've sent my return in, paid the tax, and then a year later, 2 years later, I'll get a bill and saying, you still owe us $800 or $1,000 or whatever. And I'm thinking, who died and made you the ruler of and I guess they say, well, we're the IRS, we get to do that. But Eva, it makes me mad because I don't pay that. I don't just write the check. I make them prove it. But it's just because it irritates me that it does bother me that some people just write the check just to get rid of them.
They do because they're afraid. And I've got to tell you that very many of those notices, they're called CP2000 notices, that IRS sends out after you file your tax return, they're based on information IRS gets from W-2s and 1099s.
Right.
And very often they are wrong, especially if you did your own tax return.
Mm-hmm.
The information is somewhere on your return. The IRS's computer just didn't know where you put it. So if you let them know, if you respond to that letter, chances are you don't owe that tax, and it will go away gracefully without dispute.
What do you mean gracefully? You mean just don't respond?
No. If you respond, it will go away gracefully.
Ah, well, you just
but
respond. You just write back and say, I disagree.
Yes, but you have to tell them why. I put it on this page over here on that line, so it's in the return. Or it's wrong because the guy issued a duplicate 1099.
But when they send us a notice of more taxes, do they always identify where they think the tax was due from?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's computer generated.
It'll help you. It'll help you go run it down on your own.
Yeah, and it will say, this is what we've received. This is what you have on your tax return on that line. And, here's the difference. Explain the difference. And it's only a proposed assessment, so you don't owe it yet. They're giving you a chance to tell them. Sometimes you do have a problem. For instance, I got a post from this fellow who got divorced in 2008, and his ex-wife went and filed a tax return, a joint tax return, forging his signature, basically, or his electronic signature, and she cashed out her IRA, and now he is responsible. He's on the hook for like $10,000.
Wow.
And he is trying to fight it because IRS is believing that it's not his debt. Turns out, here's another thing, guys. IRS tells you that when you don't have taxable income, you shouldn't file a tax return. Tax Mama says, bull.
Mm.
File a tax return every year regardless, because this is what happened to him. He didn't have any income.
He didn't have an arguing tax return, did he?
No, that's right. He didn't have a tax return on record, so IRS believed that this joint return, and she was smart enough to know that he wasn't going to file.
Wow.
And she took advantage of it. So now he has to fight it out because there wasn't a return on record that says I had this other income or no income.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to help him prove it, you know, and have him.
Interesting.
And this is the other right you have, is there is a taxpayer's advocate service. They will help you resolve problems
yes.
when IRS
and
they're,
won't. And they are very helpful. There's one last right that nobody mentions, Eva, that I'm very glad I have the right to this. I'm very glad
yes.
that I have the right to have to hire somebody to do my tax return.
That's right.
I'm very glad about that, because God help us if I was doing the return. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
It's been wonderful to be with you. You're always a joy.
Thanks. You too, Eva. I'll see you next time. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, TaxMama.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.